about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, I hope you love me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm excited about this. You may not be. How there are going to be new sorts of little medical devices that can just disappear into your body and give us doctors information. This is really the latest. We call this transient electronics, these newly developed electronic devices that are designed to dissolve inside the body once they serve their purpose. Give us the information they need, and then you can either just poop it out or it'll just dissolve, etc. Pretty scary stuff, but we'll talk about that. Any sort of ways for me to kind of figure out what the hell is going on with you without having to order a bunch of expensive MRIs, I'm for. We need to talk about liver disease. I think so many of you guys are on your way to having liver disease and you have no clue that that's happening. We need to school you on that, and I need to school myself on that as well. We got this killer heroin. Apparently pretty scary stuff, causing fatal overdoses throughout many parts of the country. We need to talk about that, as well as 7 heart attack symptoms that women should not ignore, or men. All right, this is National Heart Awareness Month, okay? We're supposed to be teaching you guys about the heart. I know, it's what, February 17th? I got to get my act together. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so first and foremost, heart attacks. Right? It's something none of us want to have, but I think many of us have at one time thought we were having a heart attack, and we didn't know what to do. We were like, okay, well, do we go to the hospital? Do we spend, I don't know, how much in buku bucks going to the hospital? Do we panic our family? Do we just sit home and ride it out? Do we have a heart attack in our sleep? And unfortunately, those that don't get it checked out when they're having a real heart attack die. And so where it really starts to get befuddled is when you find out that there's other heart attack symptoms that may not even be a heart attack. We've come to find out that Rosie O'Donnell had gotten gastric lapband surgery, I believe, some sort of gastric surgery. I need to look up and find out what she exactly did to lose weight ever since she was told that she had had a heart attack. And she didn't realize she was having a heart attack. What had happened is she had helped a woman out of her car the day before, and that night her shoulder was sore. So she thought she had maybe hurt her shoulder. That was it. Whereas she was actually having a heart attack, she must have ruptured a plaque, either by helping the woman or just in general. So, you know, people will say, all right, well, Dahlia, I got it, okay? Left arm tingling. If I have left arm tingling, that could be an issue, all right? Yeah, but what about the right arm? You know, you could have right arm tingling as well with a heart attack. Now, it's more rare. Usually if somebody's tingling on the right, we think maybe they have a pinched nerve in their neck, all right, because the arms and the hands are innervated by the cervical nerves as opposed to the thoracic do around the chest, lumbar do down the legs and buttocks and feet and toes. But if you have tingling in either arm, I'm going to tell you right now, get it checked out. You know, another thing is for people being nauseous. When I was working ER, there was a woman that came in with the UTI. I've told you guys the story. I was really busy that day, so I'm like, look, you know, somebody blew off his foot, or I forgot what else I was dealing with. I'm like, look, I know you got a bladder infection. Here's your medicine. She's like, I am kind of nauseous. Can you give me something? So I gave her some Compazine. I actually gave her 10 milligrams Compazine when I probably should have given her 5, but in retrospect, it was good I gave her the 10. She starts to go into her second heart attack right in front of me. She had had a heart attack the night before. We had come to figure that out because her cardiac enzymes were already through the roof because it takes about 8 hours for them to peak. So she had had a heart attack the night before. She comes in to the ER having a bladder infection, but she was really feeling bad from the nausea and the heart attack. And, yeah, we actually saw some inflammatory cells in the urine. She was right. She did have a bladder infection, but she had had a heart attack the night before. So whenever I have somebody who's nauseous and the nausea doesn't go away, I look for heart attack. All right. Another sort of symptom would be like sweating. You know, if I'm in church or temple and I look around, I see somebody kind of sweating, I get a little nervous. If there is somebody sweating when nobody else is sweating, all right, you know, they could be having a heart attack, getting all diaphoretic. If they start to have, let's say, trouble breathing, or they're like, you know what, I think I'm having a panic attack. I'm just, you know, or they just don't feel like something's right. They're like, I got to sit down or I need to lie down. That could be a heart attack. The heart rate could be racing. They could be in an abnormal heart rhythm. Get them to lie down and get some oxygen and blood flow to the brain. Lie them down. I had a woman come into the ER when I was doing ER with a toothache. That was all she had, was a very bad toothache. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out why she was having a toothache. The tooth looked okay. The gum looked okay. Decided to check the heart. She had a heart attack. She was having a heart attack right then and there. But the only thing that hurt was her jaw pain. Now, some people say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, how the hell does this happen? Well, because you have referred pain. Okay? Your heart starts to, when it has issues, your body tries to, as a protective mechanism, slow you down. And it may slow you down by a variety of ways. Pain, trouble breathing, fatigue, dizziness, etc. Because the body doesn't know what to do. One of its body parts is not pumping correctly, or there's not enough blood flow, or there's some sort of injury, and you're now making a clot to clog off where the intimal lining ruptured. I mean, this is some, you know, it's pretty scary stuff. So the body does whatever it can to keep you alive and to warn you. So you have this referred pain. Your visceral organs are your deep organs. Those will send off nerves that go throughout the body, in a not a very acute line. You can't draw a line with visceral pain. It seems to be more confluent and more vague and more all over the place. And which is again why you're going to get tired. You know, you'll get tired. Your body's not going to want you to move because it's going to want to decrease your cardiac output, which is why a lot of times we give you beta blockers to slow down your heart rate, to slow down the work the heart has to do while it's being injured. And then, of course, back pain. Some back pain could be heart attack, could be aneurysm. Don't ignore it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio now. Go to their website, find Dr. Dahlia, and you'll see my page there. And then you can also download our app on your iPhone or your Android. Listen to it in the car. It should be a piece of cake. Now, luckily, with all our handheld media devices, you could listen no matter where you are, when you are, even while going potty. It's pretty easy stuff. Now, this was very, very interesting. Paul writes, Dr. Dahlia, you talk about dizziness. I get dizzy at times, and my wife thinks I'm having a heart attack, but I've had it for over a month. Wouldn't I have known if it was a heart attack? Can you please talk about dizziness? Dizziness is something that I think freaks a lot of us out, because whenever you read up on maladies, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart attack, etc., they all say dizziness. Everything accompanies with dizziness. So you don't know if you have a brain tumor. You don't know if you're having a heart attack. You don't know what to do. And so people will come in freaked out that they have dizziness. As a doctor, dizziness is one of the more difficult things to do. It's really easy when you have a sore throat or when you have a hemorrhoid. I could get you in and out. It's easy. But, you know, once we're dealing with dizziness, you know, I got to put more of my thinking cap on. And first, I need to find out exactly what kind of dizziness you're having. Are you having where you're just kind of lightheaded and you feel like, ooh, I'm just a little woozy, I need to sit down, I don't think a lot of blood is going to the brain? Or is the room spinning and you turn your head and the room is spinning and you just can't feel like you're going to keep your balance? Those are different types of dizziness. This is, it also tells us where they could, there could be an issue, whether it's inner ear, whether it's cerebellum, whether you're having more of a cerebral issue, blood pressure issue, etc. And so, you know, when you go to your doctor bringing up the dizziness, you need to talk about what the dizziness is. Yeah, and then you want to bring up, well, when does it happen? You know, does it happen first thing in the morning when you've been lying down for 6 to 8, 9 hours? Hopefully you're sleeping 8, 9 hours. And then you get up quickly because of the alarm clock. Are you getting dizzy? Or when you lie in bed and you turn your head, are you getting dizzy? I mean, these are things that are extremely important to know. These are what we need you to tell us. Then, of course, as a doctor, I love ordering blood work. I love ordering blood work. So I'm going to make sure you're not a diabetic. That can make you dizzy. I'm going to make sure your salts are good. I'm going to make sure you're not anemic. I'm going to make sure you don't have high thyroid. I'm going to do an EKG and make sure that you're not having an abnormal heart rhythm. Because if you're having an abnormal heart rhythm, you're not getting proper cardiac output and blood flow to the brain. I'm also going to take a listen not only to your heart, but I'm going to check your carotid arteries. The blood vessels that go up to the brain, the big carotids that go up to the brain, are you getting good blood flow? And if you are getting good blood flow, you know, is there anything maybe obstructing it on one side, et cetera? So an ultrasound is easy. So you see, there's a lot of things we need to do. If the dizziness doesn't go away, I'll order an MRI just to make sure I don't see any tumors or any fluid shifts or anything like that. Sometimes it could be sinuses. You could be having sinus issues, you know. So, and, you know, there could even be hormonal issues. So it doesn't always mean something bad. But because a lot of bad things out there are accompanied by dizziness, we're going to want to rule things out. And so, you know, listen to your wife. We talked about this. You know, the wife usually seems to kind of run, you know, a lot of times your health as a couple. So if she wants you to get checked out, you need to do so. But great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was interesting. I was reading Fox today going over some of the health news, and they were talking about probiotics and how they think probiotics may help acne. Hold on, I got to take a little drink. Don't worry, no alcohol in it. All right. But they think that some dermatologists are finding prescribing probiotics along with the antibiotics may actually really help acne sufferers. Okay? Now, are they doing it because these antibiotics are so bombastic to your normal flora that you need the probiotics to help replenish it? Or do some probiotics have acne healing power? I mean, do they help, you know, with the digestion, and with better digestion, you have less stress, anxiety, etc.? You know, apparently in 1961, a case report found that 300 acne patients given a probiotic, 80% had clinical improvement. All right. So, you know, these probiotics have been a little counterintuitive for some, okay? Because people are taking an antibiotic, then they're taking a probiotic, and they're like, why am I introducing more bacteria into my system? Why would I do that, Dahlia? Well, again, we know that certain bacteria are helpful. When you take an antibiotic, we are trying to fight a certain bacteria. Let's say we're trying to fight group B strep or group A strep. There's not a particular antibiotic that'll nail just that. These antibiotics may nail a lot of bacteria at the same time, which is why a lot of people find them to be extremely effective. Here's the catch. You may also kill some of your healthy bacteria. So you hope that healthy bacteria that you get from your foods and maybe your overgrowth in your mouth or other probiotic sources will hopefully replenish the good bacteria. We're finding that in this antibiotic age that many of our generations have been in, we start to, you know, see a lot of digestive disorders in people. Maybe it's because they've lost a lot of their digestive bacteria. So probiotics seem to really be smart. The idea behind it seems to be smart. But then again, what are you getting? When a company starts to package probiotics, what are they giving you? You know, and again, you know, somebody's making a sale. You know, if somebody said just eat yogurt for your probiotics, to me, that would just make some sense, you know? Eating cheese, washing off an apple, but not sterilizing an apple before you eat it. You know, where do we get the biggest dose of our probiotics? Right now, the most natural way to get it is from your yogurt. But some people, they really feel like they're benefiting with one of these supplements that they buy. Fine by me, as long as you're not getting hurt, I don't mind. I have no problem with the supplements as long as it's not hurting you. Problem is, I mean, you know, the question is, well, how do you know if it's hurting you? Well, we don't know. You know, I mean, it's so easy to blame things on things you did in the past. So if something wrong happens, like let's say you get a tumor, I mean, are we really going to blame the probiotics? No, we're going to blame genetics. We're going to blame lifestyle, etc. So right now, since we really can't prove that any of these over-the-counter supplements are quote-unquote hurting you, except with the exception of hearing that fish oil may cause prostate cancer, vitamin C and calcium tablets may cause kidney problems or heart problems, etc. We're telling people to go as natural as possible till the jury's out. Interesting. It's just interesting to see a study with probiotics and acne. I think it's cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you just texted me on sauerkraut. They said sauerkraut, okay, can also help the skin. I believe, again, from the probiotics, miso soup, those types of things. Okay, well, let's move on. There's something else I want to talk about before we get to the medical devices. One of you had asked me earlier in the week or last week about iron deficiency. And we had talked about in the previous hour, for example, you were feeling tired, you had blood work done, and the blood work said you were normal. Do you believe the blood work? You're tired. You thought you were iron deficient. So, again, I was going through Fox Health News today, and they had a great article on 10 signs you may have iron deficiency. Luckily, an iron test is easy to do and not that expensive, so we could always do a blood test. But let's say you can't get your blood tested yet. You've had a heavy period, or you've had some bleeding hemorrhoids, and you're like, well, okay, you know, what? How can I tell if I'm anemic or iron deficient? Anemia is more of a global term used for abnormal blood cells. Either they're too large or they're too small or you don't have enough of them, etc. So you could have some sort of anemia, abnormality with your blood cells. Iron deficiency anemia is where you have less iron. So you'll get tired. Remember, the body uses iron to make hemoglobin, and the hemoglobin is what carries oxygen through your red blood cells. If you don't have a lot of hemoglobin, you end up having low hemoglobin, and when we see low hemoglobin, I immediately check your iron because that could be a sign of iron deficiency anemia. You're going to get tired. When you're tired, you may be apathetic. You may not really be focusing. Your skin may be pale. One way to tell is looking at the pinks of the eyes. Are they a very, very light pink? Sometimes your skin could look kind of whitish or yellowish. That could be a sign of anemia. Many people will say, I have trouble breathing. You know, they can't do their workout, they're having trouble breathing. Again, if you're not having enough oxygen carrying capacity with the hemoglobin, you're going to have trouble breathing. Sometimes even you could see abnormal urine. They say 10 to 14% of people may have abnormal urine colors, right? Because of the breakdown of hemoglobin. And then, of course, brittle nails could be a sign of anemia. So definitely get a blood test and get that checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, one researcher was looking at these medical advices that we're trying to figure out how to put into your body and figure out how to dose cancer and give you medicine doses and try to take pictures of your body as it floats through. And the idea of these things lasting lifelong and maybe even being reusable, he thinks is kind of a waste. He's like, we really don't need to have these things last longer than one person. So now he's presented his latest research. His name is John Rogers at the American Association for the Advancement of Science's annual meeting in Chicago, where you have these transient electronics. They are these devices that are electronic, dissolve inside the body once they have served their purpose. Okay? Because all we need it to do is give the medicine to where it needs to, etc. And I guess if they make them out of thin sheets of silicon, they could dissolve at a slower rate. Time enough for it to do its job. Unfortunately, they say conventional circuits utilize these silicon wafers. They're about, I guess, a millimeter in thickness, which are too thick for water exposure to produce a noticeable reaction for it to slowly dissolve. So what they had to do, from what I understand, is make 20 nanometer thick silicon sheets that could then react with water quick enough to dissolve. Apparently, silicon dissolves in water at about 1 nanometer per day. Oh, that's a good question for our pop quiz. I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in a while. All right, some of you are like, I don't really know about nanometers. I don't know either. I mean, it's just a fun word to say, nanometer. Let's say nanometer. All right, apparently, remember, there's got to be circuits on these things for these things to function. So they have these silicon wafers. I know it makes me think of those chocolate wafers with a little cream. Silicon wafers, they make them 20 nanometers thick, so then they could still dissolve, but they could still conduct circuits. Roger utilizes metals such as magnesium, zinc, and tungsten. All of these are water-soluble, environmentally, and biologically benign. They say for an insulating layer, a variety of biologically-based polymers, I'm getting hungry, such as cellulose and rice paper, help to set up the time scale for the circuit's dissolution rate. Remember, it's got to be like Mission Impossible, where it's kind of just, you know, dissolutes and you know, goes away. But we don't want it to blow up. According to Dr. Rogers, he could either increase or decrease a circuit's disappearing time by changing the insulating layer's thickness or its density. All right, so what would they use these for? I don't know. Okay, but once you have this sort of process down, this could be pretty cool. So, for example, if you need to get something to the liver, okay, you can have it such that when the liver starts to digest it, it doesn't digest till it gets to the liver. Then it gets exposed to the liver breaks it down, whatever, but as the liver breaks it down, it has to sit there long enough to deliver its medicine. Then as it passes through the liver and starts to leave, it starts to dissolve. I mean, there's a variety of things these suckers can do. Pretty damn cool. I'm really excited about that new colon camera that I guess you swallow. Okay, you don't have to insert. You know, because you don't want something moving up and in. You want something moving down and out. So it's a colon. We talked about this. It's a colon camera that goes do all the way down your stomach to esophagus to small intestine to large intestine, or mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, rectum, anus. And it takes pictures all the way through. You can Instagram them. Put them on Christmas cards. It's really cool stuff. So we're excited by that, me especially. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Something very exciting was, I guess there was a mom who was supposed to be delivering triplets. And as a surprise, she ended up delivering quadruplets. Kimberly Fugate already had a 10-year-old daughter. Boy, that daughter's got her work cut out for her. Whew. And I guess she wasn't planning on having any more children, but she found out she was pregnant with triplets in November 2013. Now, she's 42 years old. She went into labor at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, UMMC, on February 8th, delivered the three healthy babies as expected, but then her doctor looked at her and said more feet, so these babies were breached. This happened when I was delivering a baby, but not as many. Shortly after, a fourth baby girl was delivered. Dr. James Bofill, director of maternal fetal medicine at UMMC, said this scenario was the first in his 27-year-long career. He was actually embarrassed, okay, because, I mean, usually you would see these babies on ultrasound, but this was a surprise baby. I wonder what they're going to name the surprise baby. All of them were born premature, of course. Their names are Ken Lee, Kristen, Callie, and holy crap, a fourth. No, and Kelsey. They were born, obviously, premature at 28 weeks. They're going to remain in the hospital until May. This wasn't, from what we understand, a fertility thing. You know how you'll see a lot of stars will have twins because they'll go through fertility and treatments. And with fertility treatments, you have an increased chance of having multiple babies. This was just basic sex. They say no one really knows what makes a single zygote separate into identical twins or identical triplets, but in this case, quadruplets. They said it's definitely an accident. It's not supposed to happen, but we don't like to talk about accidents. We like to talk about surprises. Yeah, all right? You don't never say, you know, kids will come in going, yeah, I was an accident. No, you weren't an accident. You were a surprise. You know where I think I heard that term from? One of the Roseannes. Yeah, I think she was trying to tell DJ, is that her younger son? right, that he wasn't an accident, he was a surprise. I gotta admit, that's a real nice way of saying it. Yeah, I was, I had a mom come in. I didn't have time to ultrasound her. She was, like, going into labor right away, so we threw her up on the bed. We didn't even have time to break down the bed. I had to just kind of sit on the bed next to her as the baby came out, and it was a breech. And the baby comes out nice and pink. I asked her, you know, about her prenatal care. Apparently, she was living on the reservation in Arizona. Not much prenatal care. Baby comes out, and all of a sudden, I see a blue tushy as I'm trying to pull out the placenta. And then, and I was like, oh my gosh, the baby's blue. So as everybody's looking at the baby and, you know, the nurse is trying to set up the nursing area. I got to tell you, these nurses in the maternity wards, I mean, they rock. If I could barely get, you know, to the mom's bed and have to jump on the bed and sit there to help deliver the baby as opposed to, you know, standing and having everything already, imagine the nurses trying to get organized because I got to hand them a baby and they got to do the Apgars and make sure they resuscitate, etc. So now I'm trying to wait for the placenta and a blue tushy starts to come. So it was easy to deliver a breech that way rather than a footling breech with the feet. These Frank breeches are able to pull out easier. So I start flicking its feet and trying to get air while I'm trying to whisper, yell at the nurse, we have another one. I didn't want to freak the dad out in case the baby was dying. And we got the baby to cry. Baby was pink, good Apgars, and it was a twin breech delivery. Mom had no idea she had twins. Pretty damn cool. Now, speaking of fertility, let's talk about test tube babies. They say more test tube babies were born in the United States in 2012 than ever before, and they constituted a higher percentage of total births than at any time since the 1980s. They say the U.S. now has hit one of the highest numbers of test tube babies. The annual report was from the Society for Assisted Reproductive Technology. I gotta admit, that is pretty damn cool. I am so excited by our technology. And I know some people are kind of concerned, you know, with the religious implications going, well, wait a second, you know, are we interfering with nature? Are we interfering with God? If you have an egg and you have a sperm and you need to kind of help things along, I am totally okay with it from a religious standpoint. Now, mind you, I'm not a spiritual leader by any means, but I think it's ethical. Where I get nervous is when we try to pull genes out and put genes in and manipulate the egg and the sperm. But if two people are having trouble getting their sperm and egg together during the act of sex, all right, that's not the egg or sperm's fault. You know, when we start to worry about messing with evolution and messing with genes and messing with human nature, all right, that's like I said, where you try to manipulate the sperm, you manipulate an egg. But if an egg and a sperm are untouched and they're just trying to get together, okay, for me, that I think is okay. So, wow, a lot of test tube babies. Bravo. Okay, hopefully they didn't bruise her head. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I hope you guys are having a phenomenal President's Day weekend, and thank you so much for tuning in. Now, one of you had written me an email, and I can't read it on air because there's a cuss word in it. He said apparently he got his blood work back. He had been doing okay for years, but now his liver enzyme is going up. And he said when his doctor reviewed the blood work, the doctor said O and the S word. And, you know, he asked the doctor, okay, you know, what's going on? Do I have to worry? He's like, no, but that means you're on your way to diabetes. So he writes me all freaked out, going, okay, what do I do? I mean, now that my liver enzymes are going up, does that mean I'm on my way to diabetes? Liver enzymes do make us doctors nervous, but some of you have always had elevations in your liver enzymes. That doesn't mean we ignore it, okay? We still want to rule it out. We still want to make sure it looks okay. But it doesn't necessarily have to get the OS reaction, okay? All right, you know, you're still alive, you're still kicking, there's still a fight to it. But when I see elevated liver enzymes, as long as I make sure I've checked that you didn't have hepatitis, we just diagnosed a patient with HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis all in the same day, same patient. I mean, so I suggest if you have an STD, get yourself checked for hepatitis. If you have herpes, if you have HPV, genital warts, if you have abnormal pap smears, please get the hepatitis check, because hepatitis, which is an infection of the liver, can obviously cause liver disease. So first and foremost, I rule out any possibility of you having hepatitis, hands down. Okay? Next is I make sure you also don't have an iron deposition disorder. Some of you could possibly have a gene for hereditary hemochromatosis, where you deposit iron in your liver. We've talked about this disease. It's kind of like where you turn into Iron Man from the inside out, although you don't have all the cool Avenger buddies and you don't get the cool outfit. And having an iron deposition disorder could ruin your liver, could ruin your heart. So I run a screening ferritin. After that, I'll run a hereditary hemochromatosis if that's positive. There's also a couple other tests, like an anti-smooth muscle antibody. There's the alpha fetoprotein. There's a variety of blood tests we check out. We do an ultrasound, make sure there's no gallbladder issues, make sure there's no hepatomas, benign tumors, make sure there's no malignant tumors in the liver. You know, and for the most part, I would probably say 95% of my elevated liver enzyme patients are healthy people. They don't have any cancer or hepatitis, etc. So we could breathe a sigh of relief. But I need to also say that 95% of them are overweight and on their way to getting diabetes. Now, if that's the case, okay, then you have to worry about dying another way. And so one of my family members recently called me and said, my liver enzymes are up. And of course I said, oh crap. You know, because I know if the liver enzymes are up and he's been screened for everything else, which I told him to do, he's probably getting fatty deposits around the visceral organs. And once you start to get fat, not so much on your tushy or under your chin, but now surrounding and coating your organs, that could be extremely disruptive. Your organs do not want to deal with fatty tissue. You could be on your way to diabetes. You could be on your way to a heart attack. You could be on your way to liver disease. So if you are a new person, a new liver patient, it's concerning. Your doctor is also going to tell you no alcohol. They're going to say get off alcohol. They're going to say get off sugary drinks. They're going to say avoid anything that's going to put you at risk for diabetes or liver disease. They're also going to tell you to get off any anti-inflammatories. Many of you guys are avoiding Tylenol because you don't want to hurt the liver, and bravo, so you're hitting the Motrins and the Advils and the Aleves. I get that, and kudos for you trying, but the anti-inflammatories can screw with the liver also. Any of these things can. I had somebody taking a whole bunch of health food supplements. His liver started to go up, and I had to again take him off the supplements, and the liver went back to normal. Somebody would say, "Well, Dahlia, why are the liver enzymes up? What does that mean?" I look at it as your liver cells are dying. And when the liver cell dies and opens up, the liver enzymes leak out. Now, you have natural regeneration of the liver. We've talked about this. All cells seem to kind of break apart, die. The contents circulate in the blood. So you will have normal amounts of enzymes. Once it starts to go higher, I start to get worried that something is picking off the liver cells or causing a backflow. Like, let's say somebody who has a gallstone, and the gallstone is blocking the hepatic duct, causing backflow of the bile. That's going to cause elevated liver enzymes. Sometimes viral illnesses like mono can cause liver enzymes to go through the roof. That could also be concerning. So we watch for viral illnesses and in addition to hepatitis. So, you know, there's a variety of things that could do it, whether it's sickness, whether it's a mass, whether it's a stone, whether it's something you're drinking or eating. Now, this milk thistle blows my mind. I am blown away at how many of you have fixed your liver enzymes taking milk thistle. The problem is we just don't know about it, and it's not regulated, so we don't know what you're getting when you get it. But some of you who have taken milk thistle have been successful with that, so I really urge researchers out there to look at that. But I'm going to tell you, the number one cure I see in non-alcoholic or non-medicinal hepatitis or non-infectious hepatitis, meaning inflammation of the liver that's not related to viral hepatitis, is losing the weight. Okay? When I see you lose the weight, I mean, my husband, he had some elevated liver enzymes. He lost 40 pounds. His liver is normal. Write me. Let me know what's going on with you, because if it is a weight issue, we have got to get that weight down to protect the liver. You know how many of you have not gotten life insurance because of your liver enzymes? I mean, these companies know you having elevated liver enzymes, you could be on your way to some heavy duty disease. And so, of course, they're going to be more aggressive. So write me, go to drdahlia.com so I could find out a little bit more, okay? Of course, any of you that have had tattoos, all right, back in Vietnam days, God bless our troops. But those of you who were military and got tattoos prior to the 80s, especially 1987, I want to make sure you're getting a hepatitis test. They're actually suggesting that anybody in their 60s, 60-year-old and above, get a hepatitis test. You know, it's interesting, this gentleman that we diagnosed HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis with, real nice, good, clean-cut guy, just, you know, had sex with the wrong person. I mean, it's out there. Syphilis is out there. Hepatitis is out there. Be careful. For those of you ladies that get your nails done and you go to a place that doesn't appear to autoclave, then you bring in your own instruments. Don't let anything that could have touched somebody else's foot or blood touch you. Some of you, by the way, one thing I notice at these nail places is when they put the oil on the cuticles, okay, if somebody, the little oil on the cuticles is kind of nice that they do at these nail places, but if you notice, it's the same application. Well, if somebody bled from their nail issue and they got the cuticle oil and that went back into the cuticle oil, that could possibly be contaminated. So I would also avoid the cuticle oil in these nail places unless the applicator is a brand new applicator. Just some things to think about. I want to make, and again, most nail places, they do everything per health code, but in case some of them don't, I want you guys to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, eating for your genes. Apparently, there was a study where they looked at, if you have a gene called ALH-6, it delays the effects of aging depending on the type of diet this worm was fed. They looked at worms. The worm was known as Caenorhabditis elegans. And I guess they've been looking now at worms and seeing if you change what you feed them based on genes, they may live longer. We're going to talk about that later in the week. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Just hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.